Hello, longtime loyal listeners and brand new selfies. Misty here, popping into your feed with an announcement and a special request. Whether you are brand new to the podcast or you've been with us since the beginning, Lisa and I want to get to know you better. To that end, we've put together a short survey that will help shape the future of Go Help Yourself. You can find that survey at bit.ly/ghysurvey or at the top of our homepage at gohelpyourself.co. The survey should only take about 5 minutes, and your answers will help us improve GHY and create new offerings to better serve you. Plus, as a token of appreciation for completing the survey, we're giving away 3 different prizes: a custom book bundle, a private meet and greet with both of us, and a one-to-one coaching session with me. Your feedback is invaluable and your opinion really matters to us. Lisa and I will personally be reading all of the responses and we cannot wait to learn more about you. So if you have 5 minutes, please fill out the survey at gohelpyourself.co or bit.ly/ghysurvey. It will only be open until June 30th. So if you want to help shape the future of Go Help Yourself, the time is now. And from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for being the best part of this podcast. Okay, on to the episode. Bum 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 yourself. Friends, family, longtime loyal listeners, brand new selfies. Welcome to Go Help Yourself, a comedy self-help podcast to make life suck less.
Are you calling listeners selfies?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's like, fetch is not a word, Gretchen. Stop trying to make fetch a word. That's what I'm trying to do. This is the podcast where we read and review popular self-help books, or we discuss articles about relevant self-help topics. We do trivia every now and then. We have an author on. Basically, we are exploring every single nook and cranny of the self-help world.
Ooh.
I'm earnestly just trying to optimize all the time, to the detriment of ever being content with my life. And Lisa is humoring me.
Thank you. Also, that's Misty Stinnett and I'm Lisa.
That's right. I was getting there. Okay. I was getting there. And today, Lisa is going to bring us something that I think we all could use.
Oh, thank you.
What you got for us, Lisa?
Also, I do have to say, because Misty is recovering from some sort of
head cold
infestation in her head and lungs.
Infestation.
That's right.
How dare you?
And so when you started, it sounded like, friends, this is the end of our podcast.
Oh boy. No, I just like to keep you on your toes.
You do.
That's what it is. Oh, and I want to say before we dive in, Lisa and I have recorded one of our most, this is the question I think we get asked more than anything ever, which is, so what are your top self-help books? So Lisa and I went ahead and recorded our top 10 recommendations.
Misty dragged 5 out of me.
I dragged 5 out of Lisa, and I had a hell of a time paring down my top 5. But on our website, gohelpyourself.co, you can find that episode. You can't get it anywhere else.
That's right.
It is totally free, available for download at gohelpyourself.co.
You're welcome. Today, Misty, I'm going to be talking about building relationships IRL.
Okay.
And if you're not internet savvy or a gamer, you don't maybe not know what that means.
Thank you.
And it means Ireland, building relationships with Ireland.
In Ireland.
It's in real life. IRL stands for in real life, because so much of our lives are online nowadays, and we might have lost the art of forging new friendships out and about in the real world.
Well, and I would just add, in the pandemic, I think being inside for so long and only having like a very few people to socialize with. I don't know if I ever told you this, Lisa, but you came over to my old place maybe like 6 months into the pandemic, and we were social distancing outside under my carport. And I noticed myself having trouble making eye contact with you.
I was having a panic attack the whole time.
Is that true?
Of course.
Of course, she says, of course, because I was just sitting there and I was like, wait, we record episodes together.
Yeah, but normally we're 6 feet apart. Not, I mean,
no, but we had been
staring at each other.
We
yeah.
had been on Zoom and things, and I had not yeah. had to look you in your blue, icy blue, gorgeous eyes.
Okay, thank you for putting in gorgeous, because no, it made me sound like, so you know, gorgeous. A vampire.
No, but I just remember, and that's like, I never experienced that issue anymore or before the pandemic.
Yeah. 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 Well, this actually comes from Nedra Glover Tawab, her newsletter. They're called Nuggets with Nedra, and it's or something to that effect. It's so delightful. I highly recommend that you subscribe.
Can you remind us who Nedra is?
Yes. She's our neighbor. How dare you not remember her?
I wish you were our neighbor.
No, right. No, she is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Set Boundaries, Find Peace.
Awesome.
And I subscribed to her newsletter after reading that book. So the topic of this newsletter is Building Relationships IRL. And the sub headline is Recognizing That People Are More Than What They Post. This was from earlier in April. She says, we used to meet people at work or meet somebody at a bar, and all we would know about them was what they shared with us. It might have taken years for us to learn certain things about their history. But now, our coworker may have shared every detail of her relationship with her partner from the first date to the breakup on Instagram.
Oh boy.
The way that we learn about people nowadays is new and different. And there is so much that we can learn from social media and internet searches, but that doesn't mean we need to let people know everything that turned up when we Googled them.
Oh, yeah.
She says, we can't presume to know people just based on what we've learned on the internet. I agree. What people post is a part of them, but it's not all of them, which we know to be true.
Mm-hmm.
She says, unless they're doing the Truman Show, what you're seeing is only a snippet of their lives. It's important that we have conversations with people to understand what's going on in their lives and who they are. When we connect the dots before we give ourselves the chance to really get to know a person, we miss out on real connections.
Mm.
So she says, when navigating relationships in real life, we need to remember three things. One, our people are more than their profiles and posts. Two, our work is to take our time learning a person and allow them to show us who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, oversharing what we know about a person from the internet can be weird.
Oh, yeah.
True, right? She says some of the information we're able to pull up has made us a little lazy about getting to know people.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. She says it's also made us a little lazy about sharing. We feel like the people should know certain things about us because we posted the details on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, there's something special to me about getting a phone call or a text message saying, hey, I'm pregnant.
Aww.
Yeah. It conveys the type of relationship that we have.
That's right.
We need to ensure that we're not allowing our online connections to take the place of connecting in real life.
Mm-hmm.
We should not assume that people are following us. We need to still make time to reach out and share our lives with the people in our circles. And then she puts in parentheses, as feels comfortable. And if we do happen to learn something about someone on the internet, when they take the time to share it with us in real life, we need to just let them tell us.
Yeah.
If a friend calls us to tell us they're moving and we say, I know I saw your post.
It deflates the whole thing.
She says
it
may shut down that point of connection.
Yeah.
I have learned something about this from having friends who are twins. When they share information about each other with me, I always have to act shocked when I hear it from the actual person. I don't say, oh, your sister told me that earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
She says, I gasp and say, oh my gosh, or I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
People appreciate that from us. They don't always want to hear, oh, so-and-so already told me that.
I also just want to add that I think there's like a balance. It's like, oh, I saw your post about that. How are you feeling
yeah.
about XYZ? Like, it's not about pretending you don't.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a way of responding to it that invites conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. She says, there's something special in the telling.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we need to give people a chance to tell us their story.
Yeah.
So something I love about these Nedra's Nuggets is that she always ends with a journal prompt.
Okay.
And this is the journal prompt from this, almost called it an episode, this issue, I guess it would be. Yeah.
That's print, baby.
Thank you. This email, this newsletter.
Yeah.
What is something about yourself that people wouldn't know from looking you up on the internet? And so that's my question to you, Misty. What is something that people wouldn't know about looking you up on the internet?
Well, this might be a little bit heavier of an answer
okay.
than you were expecting, but I think it's relevant to this topic because, you know, something I think about is sort of what social media is for. Mm-hmm. And keeping in mind that each person's use of social media
is their own.
Everyone has a, number one, a different bandwidth for how much time they can mentally spend and enjoy online.
Different boundaries about it.
Different boundaries, different priorities, or just what they want to share and when. And I definitely follow some people who I would judge them as oversharing, you know, and most of their posts start with, I wasn't going to share this, but.
Why are you following these people?
Yeah, no, I know.
Let's do a cleanse.
Well, I like to do a clear out every now and then and be like, am I enjoying this? Should I keep following these things? But just to, you know, use that caveat. And I think it was really interesting to me, the folks who I was not speaking with closely in really like the end of 2021 and then all of 2022, because when I post on social media, I tend to want to, and it's not in a curated way of let me only show this positive part of my life, but like when I'm traveling, number one, I tend to not be working. So I have more time to post on social media. Mm-hmm. And number two, it's more about sharing my trips with my family or putting things up there that my family can follow along. But if you had followed me in 2021 and 2022, your impression of me online might have been, wow, Misty is living her best life, like traveling Latin America. And now she's in Maryland and she seems all over the place. And isn't her life amazing? And that was true for a portion of that. But what you would never have known about me unless you were in my closer circle is that I was out of town for so long for part of that period, especially 2022, taking care of a terminally ill family member.
Yeah.
And you might say, well, why didn't you post about that online, right? And the answer is, number one, I was busy.
Yeah.
I was busy.
And probably when you did get online, it was an escape. It's not the place where you want to open up and be vulnerable to a screen.
That's exactly right. Number two, that's not a place for me to process. For me, I was working with my therapist, talking with my family about it. And number three,
I think I was in there from time to time too.
I didn't tell. This is the first time Lisa's here.
Yeah, why didn't you tell me?
And number three, that is not my story to tell.
Yeah.
That was her illness. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, I do say it impacted you significantly.
100%.
And it was your experience and your journey of yours.
But if I were to say, post a picture of her and say, look at the, you know, when her head was shaved for chemo and all of those things, like this is, she would have been horrified that I was putting it online. So this is just to say, like, you never know the full. And it was so funny because there would be some people who would reach out and be like, oh my gosh, Misty, we haven't spoken in forever. It looks like you're living an amazing life. Like, this is amazing. And I would be like, oh man, I'm actually like really struggling under the weight of this stuff. So, but that's the thing, right? Also, if I'm posting on social media, it means I've got time around me. It means I'm feeling excited about something.
Yeah.
It's not about not including the messy parts.
No, but and you get to use it however you want, right? Like if you're like, I'm only posting good hair days, that's your choice.
Right. And that's my Hairstagram, copyright 2024. So Lisa, thanks for asking that. I would.
All right.
That's okay. Thank you. Listen, I'm available for hire for all of your branding needs. So Lisa, I'm going to flip it and ask you the same question. What is something that people would not know about you just from following you on social media?
That I don't eat mammals.
That's right.
No.
So chickens aren't mammals. So you eat things on two legs.
They're avian. I'm fish and scales.
Fish and scales.
I mean, fish, wings and scales, wings and scales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's not something that you're like going on Instagram or making TikToks about. And
no,
like,
no. And, you know, part of it's because I've been doing it since before Instagram and TikTok.
That's right.
Since right around the time of Facebook. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's just a little, you know, that's a quirk versus like, or not a quirk, but just a fact of my life versus experience.
Your answer
right?
is so much more lighthearted than mine. Like mine was like a 5-minute answer about like,
well, what if I was like, one time when I was 7,
no.
I saw the devil. And, right?
No. Okay. Well, here's what I maybe could have said is how much I love the moon. I love the moon.
Misty and the moon.
My God. I will set alarms for the moonrise. I do.
I'm going to start calling you Moon Misty.
It's also a deep cut back from when we first met.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll wrap it up there. But I guess I could have just said, I love the moon. And I love to like.
I think we would have known that from your post. Because you're like, it's a lunar eclipse. It's a new moon.
I don't know. I don't post that online.
Challenge. I'm going to find it.
Oh, no. You know what? I will say in my stories, sometimes I will like repost something about the moon, but never on the grid. Never on the grid.
But so I'm not here to question your Insta hairstagram choices.
Hairstagram. That's a moonstagram, Lisa.
What about herstagram?
All right.
Histogram.
Herstory. But yeah, I like to go outside in the full moon and look at the full moonlight on my skin and in the trees. And it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Misty will look at me and be like, just so you know, the moon rises in 27 minutes. If you want to go outside. And I'm like, literally not what I'm going to be doing. But
yeah,
thank
but
you.
Then I'll go outside and I'll be like, Lisa, I'm just standing on the porch looking at the moonrise. Anyway, thank you for this. I think this is great. This
yeah,
is a great nuance.
Let's all make a goal to try and learn something about someone the old fashioned way.
Or fake your surprise to your friends.
Thank you.
About their news that you already knew.
That's perfect.
And with that,
life is abundant.
Go Help Yourself was lovingly brought to you by Lisa Linke and Misty Stinnett and produced in our own little homegrown studio in Los Angeles, California. The amazing intro music you heard and outro music right now was composed and performed by Matt Sav. They are amazing.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
You know.